Will the Senate please come to order? Will members vote to signify your presence? Senator French, would you vote to show your presence?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Cowdery is excused.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Senator Huggins.
Our most precious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for bringing us together here today. We ask Thy forgiveness for those sins and transgressions that we may be guilty of. But equally important, we ask Thee to bless the people of our nation, the people of our state, and the people of our local communities. And we ask for Thy guidance as we move forward so that the things that we do are productive, that they're right, and they're done with Your blessings. And for those young men and women that are serving our country abroad, we ask for Thy blessings. Bring them out of harm's way. And with that, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Senator Davis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th legislative day.
Madam President, good afternoon. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal as certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Without objection, the journal as certified by the Senate Secretary is approved.
Madam President, I move adoption of the first supplemental calendar, Senate calendar.
Without objection, we have adopted the supplemental calendar.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
And the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction today? Senator Huggins.
Madam Chairman, I did not write their names down, but we have some people that we really, really enjoy coming to Alaska. They're called tourists because they're so friendly, they have such great time. And we have ladies here from across the country, to the right, New York, and to this side,
Minnesota.
From Minnesota, and states in between, North Dakota included. But I would just like for us to welcome our tourist friends that are with us today.
Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
I have no messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 4002, Energy Payments for Residents, and recommends it be replaced with Finance Committee Substitute, New Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton Thomas, signing no recommendation, Senator Dyson, signing amend, Senators Huggins, Olson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee has placed the bill on today's calendar. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for Senate Bill number 4002. Excuse me. Senate Bill number 4002 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act establishing the Alaska Resource Rebate Program and relating to the program and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Committee substitute, New Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton Thomas, signing no recommendation, Senator Dyson, signing amend, Senators Huggins, Olson. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the Senate Finance CS, which consists of work draft GS4057-T with conceptual amendment number 10 and attached amendments 7, 8, and 11, which are on the members' desks.
No objection. Finance Committee substitute is adopted, and this will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Unfinished business. Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to amend my previous excusal from a call of the Senate on August 15th through the 21st to the following dates: August the 8th, 08, to 10 January, 09. Thank you, Madam President.
Yes. And you will be shown as excused. Is there further unfinished business?
Madam President, I believe in body, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused for the month of October.
Secretary, without objection, you'll be shown as excused for the month of October. Anyone else? Announcement.
Could we have an at ease, please?
Absolutely, yes. We're at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, the members have on their desk a citation calendar. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate citation calendar be brought up at this time as a special order of business.
Objection.
Madam President, I move that the citations on the Senate citation calendar be adopted.
So objection. The citations on today's calendar are adopted. Back to unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Ellis.
Brief at ease, please.
Brief at ease. Senator Stedman.
Consent that we roll back to calendar to announcements.
Under announcements, Senator Stedman. Okay.
As we approach the end of this special session, finance tomorrow, 1 p.m. scheduled to start work on the appropriation bills. So the work is not ended, and tomorrow is no holiday. Thank you, Madam President.
Further announcements.
Madam President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until noon, Sunday, August 3rd.
We're adjourned.